When it comes to premature births, Nevada still lags slightly behind the rest of the country. That's a problem because babies born before 40 weeks are more at risk of developing serious chronic conditions such as blindness, intellectual disability, and respiratory problems. So, what can we do about it?
In the context of prematurity in America, there's no drug. There's no treatment. Nothing works.
That's Dr. Ian Buxton, a research scientist at the University of Nevada, Reno. His lab is focused on preterm labor, determining its cause and finding a way to prevent it. To do that, he and his team are examining uterine tissue to better understand how the muscle of the uterus works and what actually triggers labor.
We're studying the contractile relaxation pathway, which we discovered is completely different than other smooth muscles in the body. That was the first breakthrough that we made some years ago.
Buxton then scoured medical journals for drug treatments that target this specific pathway, and after finding one, he began testing it.
We are now analyzing that drug on our pathway, and we had some very encouraging evidence that we may be on the right track. Imagine, could there be a more difficult circumstance for drug testing than giving a drug to a pregnant woman carrying a fetus?
Despite this challenge, Buxton says that if possible, drug treatment could provide a huge impact on the lifetime cost of healthcare, beginning right at birth.
The neonatal isolette, that plasticized environment that that premature infant sits in, constitutes the most expensive bed in the hospital.
Beyond clinical costs, a big burden is also placed on taxpayers.
We all bear the costs. We pay taxes that support Medicaid and our state's children's health insurance program. And to the extent that we reduce the incidence of low birth weight babies and preterm labor, we're reducing the costs of those programs.
That's John Packham. He's the director of health policy at the University of Nevada School of Medicine. And he says greater thinking outside of traditional medical care is critical in creating lasting change.
It requires public health measures. It also requires greater attention, quite frankly, to family planning services that are really under attack. It's important to remember that access to family planning services is one part of the puzzle in reducing costs.
Another way to reduce incidence of early labor and the costs associated with them is to eliminate elective deliveries, or voluntary early births. Bree Taylor is the director of maternal child services at St. Mary's Hospital in Reno, and she says they're not medically necessary.
It's a personal choice. They want to deliver earlier. Maybe that they truly don't understand the implications of delivering the baby before the babies actually do.
Stopping elective deliveries is also a major goal of the March of Dimes, which recently released its annual premature birth report card. While Nevada scored a C on the report, Reno earned a B, beating out the national average. Michelle Gorlow is with the Nevada branch of the March of Dimes. She says that having access to proper prenatal care can help women deliver on time, but there is one major obstacle in their way.
It's really a transportation issue. There's definitely a disparity between rural and urban areas where the rurals don't have any doctors whatsoever, and so those women are traveling several hours to get to a doctor. Even though we have in Las Vegas more doctors, there's still the transportation issue of getting to that doctor. Going on the bus, especially if you have small children, if it's really hot outside, bus is late, then all of a sudden they've missed the appointment, and so it can be very challenging.
To help, the March of Dimes has been implementing support programs to connect pregnant women who are due around the same time.
That way they can help with each other, help with transportation, encourage them to eat healthy, to make healthy lifestyle choices. And we're finding with those programs that the women are about 30 to 40% less likely to deliver a preterm birth.
Even with all these challenges, Gorlow says Nevada is making progress.
I absolutely see hope. Nevada used to be an F, and then we became the D, and now we're a C.
Plus, with Reno getting that B grade already, Gorlow says it's only a matter of time before Nevada gets an A. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.